Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this final episode of Madani Qaida, where, as you know, the purpose of this silsila is to help us to reform and to rectify our Quranic pronunciations. And for those of you who have been with us from the beginning or who have joined in between and went over the lessons and revised, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you would have known by now that we have completed the Madani Qaida with all its rules and regulations and laws, and we are right at the end at page 46, and that is lesson number 22 regarding Salah. So today's episode, in fact final episode and lesson, will be about the pronunciations of the different aspects of Salah. But before we get into that, please do make good intentions, because as the founder of Dawood Islami, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tarqadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, emphasizes that we make good intentions before we do anything good. So even now, don't delay. Make good intentions today. The more good intentions we make, the more reward we may attain from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So make good intentions now that I'm participating in the silsila, I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If you can think of any other good intentions, then make it now. In fact, when we wake up in the morning, start making good intentions, sincere good intentions. Because as the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak, salawat and salutations upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As is mentioned in a summary of a blessed hadith, that the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the cream of creation, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has said, the person who recites durood or salat upon me 50 times, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, before we begin today's lesson, please do open to page number 1. We are going to have a very quick and brief recap, because all of these rules and laws that we have just learnt, or we have learnt throughout the different episodes, we are going to implement in those different aspects of Salah. So open your Madani Qaidas to page number 1, or you may follow on screen as well. Lesson number 1, we dealt with Huruf Mufridat, that there are 29 Arabic letters or alphabets. 7 of them are called Huruf Musta'aliyah. Huruf means letters. They must always be pronounced with a thick tone and a full mouth. Khussa, dhagh, tin, qid. When we join or combine these letters. Lesson number 2 was huruf murakkabat, or compound letters. Here we started to join and combine 2 letters and 3 letters as well. Lesson number 3 was about harakat. Harakat is the plural of haraka, which refers to the zabr zair pesh, or in Arabic as we call it, fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. And the letter which has a haraka is called a mutaharrik. Furthermore, on lesson number 4, we learned about qaribu sawt. This refers to all those letters which sound somewhat similar, but they are different. For that, please refer to the inner page of the front cover, which shows you the makharij. Do you remember makharij? Makharij is plural of makharaj, and this refers to the origin of where the sound must come out from for the letter. Some letters, their makharij is the same. Other letters, their makharij differ. Lesson number 5, we dealt with tanween, which means fathatain, dhammatain, kasratain, that is two fathas, two dhammas, and two kasras. Lesson number 6, we had gone over this lesson by spelling out this or breaking down the syllables of each letter. For example, noon fatha na, za fatha za, naza, lam fatha la, naza la. So initially, in the beginning stages, it's good for you to do this. It will certainly and most certainly help you in the correct pronunciation of the letters. Lesson number 7, we dealt with the letters of Madda, and they are 3, Alif, Waw, and Ya, and the whole definition of this is contained there. Lesson number 8 was the vertical harakat, vertical fatha, the vertical kasra, and the inverted dhamma. Lesson number 9 was the letters of lean, where elongation or the jerking sound will not take place. Lesson number 10 were whatever we had learned thus far, the letters of lean, the vertical harakat, the letters of madda, the huruf musta'aliyah, etc., we had implemented in this lesson. Lesson number 11 was regarding the sukoon or the jazm. And we had an exercise on page 22, which we had gone over as well. Lesson number 12 was about the noon sakin and the tanween. In particular, izhar and ikhfa we had dealt in that lesson. Lesson number 13 was regarding the tashdeed, the W-like symbol, that when you see it above a letter, that letter is pronounced 2 times. Lesson number 14 was about the noon sakin and tanween regarding idgham and iqlab. Very important information. Lesson number 15 on page 33 was the cases of the meem sakin. Do you remember? Idgham al-shafawi, ikhfa al-shafawi, and izhar al-shafawi. Lesson number 16, we had learnt tafkheem and tarqeeq regarding the alif, lam, and ra, when they are pronounced with a thick tone and when they are pronounced in a thin tone. Lesson number 17 was regarding the maddat, the 6 different types of mad. Lesson number 18 was the muqattu'at letters. When you see the sod on its own, for example, with the big mad, or the qaf, or the noon. Lesson number 19 was the za'id alif, or the additional, the extra alif, that certain places, it must not be pronounced, it must remain silent. Lesson number 20 was about different rulings, izhari mutlaq, sakta, the sword with the little scene on it, tasheel, imala, we had gone over that. Lesson number 21 was about the waqf, that was our last lesson, our last episode actually, regarding the different kinds of waqf, the rules of the waqf, the different symbols of the waqf, the noon qutni, and the i'ada, the repetition as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. That was a very brief and quick recap of what we have learnt up to date. It's necessary for us to revise and repeat those lessons individually or collectively at home with good intentions. This will help us to make this information firm in our minds. Once we understand it, then we can practice it correctly when we're reading the glorious Quran. Try to read aloud when we are going over the lessons. However, Islamic sisters must be extra careful that the ghayr mahareem are nowhere near so that their voices may reach to their ears. Today's lesson number 22. Alright? In this lesson, we are not going to break down the words into the different syllables. We're not going to spell it out. But I would advise you, and the advice is here as well. It's a motherly request that you on your own, you take out those 5 minutes, those 10 minutes, or even those 12 minutes minimum, and go over these lessons. Break it down. Alright? And it will help you, inshallah, azza wa jalla. In this lesson, we will just recite the words and the verses. And in between, we will explain important points that we must be careful of, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Keep in mind all the different letters which have different makharij that must be implemented here. Keep in mind whatever recap we have done a few moments ago. Keep in mind all those rules and laws and letters, the letters of qalqala as well. When does it apply? And keep it in your mind. And as you are reading, think about it. Okay, what rule applies here? What law applies here? How do I pronounce this letter? How do I differentiate this letter from that letter? This must be kept in mind, inshallah, azawajal. With good intentions, we will recite the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, on page 46, if you look at Takbir al-Tahreema is when we are beginning our salah. When we are starting the salah, we begin with this. And when you are changing different positions or postures in salah, ruku, sujood, you will mention this as well. So let us begin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Takbir al-Tahreema. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Right, Ismi Jalalat. Do you remember what this means? This refers to the holiest and the blessed name, Allah. But here, we will not pronounce in a flat tone, but a thin tone, Allah. Allah will be incorrect. With a full mouth and a thick tone, Allah, Allah, Akbar. That Hamza Kaf Fatha Ak. Right, we will not echo the sound, Akka, Akka. Because Kaf is not part of the Qalqala letters. Therefore, in a very gentle way, Akbar, Bar. So the raw will be pronounced with a full mouth because of the Fatha above the Ba. Alright, so keep this in mind. Allahu Akbar. Thana. Subhanaka Allahumma. Wabihamdika. وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك سبحا. Keep the مخرج of the ha in mind. كاللهم وبحمدك وتبارك not وتبارك وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. Once more. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. تعوذ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Alright, you're beginning Hamza and then an Ayn. So keep this difference of the sound. أعوذ. Keep the مخرج of the ذال. بالله. Now here, Ba, remember, the makhraj is from the wet part of the lips. And after that, minash. That meem is from the dry part of the lips. This is where it must be pronounced from. Ismi Jalalat Allah, since it has a kasra before it, we will not say billahi. Billahi will be incorrect. In a flat tone, billahi. Minash shayta, not shayta. Shaytanir rajim is incorrect. Because ta is part of the huruf musta'aliyah and therefore must be pronounced with a thick tone.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Again, Bismillah. We are not saying Bismillah. This is incorrect because Ismi Jalalat, the blessed name Allah, before this is a kasra. And we learned the rule already that in this case, Ismi Jalalat must be pronounced in a flat tone, in a thin tone. Bismillah. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Keep the makhraj of the ha in mind. Not Rahman, not Rahim. Rahman, Rah must be pronounced with the full mouth because it has a fatha above it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suratul Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi. Again, Ismi Jalalat has a kasra, therefore it will not be lillahi, it will be lillahi, rabbil, and not rabbil. Rabbil is incorrect, rabbil, because ra has a fatha, and therefore must be pronounced with a thick tone or a full mouth. Alameen, ayn, be careful for the makhraj of ayn. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Again, not Rahman, not Rahim. Rahman, because Ra has a fatha, therefore pronounce it with a full mouth. Keep the makhraj of the two ha in mind, that this makhraj is from the center of the throat. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Alright, now let's say if you want to join, because in our last episode, our last lesson, we did complete the topic of the waqf, the stopping or the pausing, which symbols, and here you can see the lam alif, the first ayah, the ending and the second ayah has a lam alif above it, and here we may continue if we so desire. So how will we do this if you wanted to continue? Listen carefully. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Now, Hamza Ha Kasra Ih. If we put too much of emphasis here, it may sound like we're adding another harakat. For example, Iha, Iha, Ih, Ih. This is how we must pronounce it. Remember, Qa and Saad are part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah. Therefore, they must be pronounced with a thick tone. اهدنا الصراط. Again, را فتحة را not سرا صرا صراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. عليهم. Be careful not to say alayahim. Alayahim will be incorrect. Right? Alayhim.
Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin.
Ameen. If you wanted to continue over here, how would we recite? Listen carefully.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين. Alright, once more from the beginning, inshallah azawajal, each ayah on its own.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
أنت سورة الإخلاص. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. Remember, we had mentioned this in one of the previous episodes. Qul is with a qaf, and qaf is part of the huruf musta'aliya, therefore it must be pronounced with a thick tone. Do not confuse this with the kaf. If we pronounce with a kaf, it will be kul. Kul. Kul is very gentle. Kaf has a gentle sound. And qul has a harder sound with a full mouth. The meanings change as well. If we say qul with the qaf, as it's supposed to be recited, it will be proclaim, say, state. And kul with the kaf in Arabic means it is an imperative command, it is an order for somebody to eat. You must eat. So can you see the difference in differentiating the correct letters? Huwallahu, not huwallahu. Huwallahu is incorrect because before ismi jalalat is a fatha, and therefore ismi jalalat must be pronounced with a full mouth. Ahad. Keep the makhraj of ha in mind. And since we are ending with a dal, and this dal we are giving it a temporary sakin or temporary jazm, and therefore qalqala is taking place here, slightly bound to echo the sound of the dal.
Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad.
Here as well, Allahu, not Allahu, Allah. And Samad, the slight echo, Qalqala must take place there as well.
Allahu Samad.
Sawad is part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah. It must be pronounced with a thick tone.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
Here as well, Qalqala is taking place. Lam yalid. You can hear that slight bounce or echo sound.
Wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
أحد, قلقلة is taking place. Be careful, we don't say كُفُوًا. 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 Once more from the beginning.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
تسبيح اي ركوع.
سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي العظيم.
سبح. قلقلة is taking place there. Keep the makhraj of the letters in mind. ربي. Rob, with Ra has a fatha, so it's pronounced with a full mouth. Azeem, Azeem. Keep the makhraj of the ayn in mind, that it comes from the center of the throat. Ra, many people make this mistake. Azeem. Azeem is absolutely incorrect. And this may affect the validity of the salah. So be careful. If Azeem is difficult for one to say, ulama ikram have said, rather say, Subhana Rabbi al Kareem. Kareem is much more easier. If you cannot say it, it's difficult, even after a lot of koshish and trying and efforts, it's still difficult to pronounce Azeem, Azeem, then say Subhana Rabbi al Kareem. The salah will not be affected. It will be okay.
Tasmi'. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ سَمِعَ مخارج keep it in mind سَمِعَ اللَّهُ not سَمِعَ اللَّهُ
can you tell me why that's correct اسم جلالت has a فتح before it and therefore must be pronounced with a thick tone or a full mouth
لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ حَمِدَهُ not حَمْدَهُ حَمِدَهُ
each letter with its harakat must be pronounced clearly
تحميد ربنا ولك الحمد ربنا ولك الحمد
alright ربنا again Ra has a fatha not ربنا
ربنا ولك الحمد
go over the episode or the lesson of waqf stopping and pausing right now here as well Amir Ahl-Sunnah has advised us that instead of only reciting Rabbana wa lakal hamd, why not recite Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if we are able to, then this is better. Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Try to recite this inshallah Azza wa Jal. Tasbih sajda.
Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. سبحان ربي الأعلى
Here as well, سب, that ba is part of the letters of قلقلة so قلقلة is taking place there ربي ال not ربي ال because Ra has a فتحة ربي الأعلى أعلى first is همزة and then is عين so keep these pronunciations in mind okay, once more تسبيح ركوع
سبحان ربي العظيم
تسميع
سمع الله لمن حمده
تحميد
ربنا ولك الحمد
تسبيح سجدة
سبحان ربي الأعلى
Let's turn to page 48 تشهد
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات
Right here
التحيات
not التيات التيات is incorrect
التحيات
Remember each letter must be pronounced in the تشهد as well
لله and not لله والصلوات صاد
is part of حروف مستعلية والطيبات طا is also part of the حروف مستعلية onto the next line
السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك أيها النبي
keep these rules and laws in mind
ورحمة الله
not ورحمة الله and not الله اسم جلالة has a dhamma before it therefore
ورحمة الله وبركاته
and not وبركاته is incorrect ra has a fatha anytime you see the ra with a fatha or Dhamma, or Fathatain, or Dhammatain, or vertical Fatha, pronounce the full mouth.
As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi Dilla and not Dillah because Ismi Jalalat, the blessing Allah has a kasra before it.
Iba Dilla his saw. Saw is part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah, therefore it's pronounced with a full mouth.
Saw Lihin.
We can see the little saw there. The
This is part of the waqf, and please do go over that lesson as well.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد
and not أشهدو. أشهدو is incorrect and أشهدو is also incorrect. In the normal معروف manner, أشهد
أن لا إله إلا الله
not إلا الله
إلا الله
وأشهد again each letter with its حركات must be pronounced clearly
وأشهد
أن keep the rules in mind محمدا
عبده
عب قلقلة is taking place وراء not wara, warasuluh. Once more from the beginning.
At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhannabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
درود إبراهيم
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم
and not اللهم اللهم صل صل is part of the حروف مستعلية على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت صاد part of the حروف مستعلية must be pronounced with a full mouth على إبراهيم Ra has a fatha and therefore it's pronounced with a full mouth. وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ Since dal, we are giving it a temporary sakin and therefore qalqala is taking place. Keep that rule in mind. اللَّهُمَّ Again. بَارِكْ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ and not barakta, barakta. Ala Ibrahima wa ala Ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Okay, Ali Ibrahim and not Ali Ibrahim. Ali Muhammad, not Ali Muhammad. Ali is incorrect, the incorrect lihja or incorrect accent. The proper Arabic is Ali. Ali. Do not pull too much. Ali. Ali. Ali Muhammad. Ali Ibrahim. Right. From the beginning.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammadin kama sallaita على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على
محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Du'a Masura. In fact, you can read any du'a here at the end after Durood Ibrahim, before your salam, that's contained within the blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the blessed Quran as well. Right? So, if you want to read this, you can memorize and read this as well.
Allahumma Rabbi ij'alni muqima as-salati ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب.
So you can read any dua which is contained in the blessed hadith or the glorious Quran after Durood Ibrahim and before salam. Let us go over the salam.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu,
keep the makhraj of the meem in mind that it must be pronounced from the dry part of the lips.
Alaykum wa rah,
not wa rah. Warah is also incorrect because it has a fatha.
Warahmatullah,
not tullah, tullah, because ismi jalalat before this is a dhamma and therefore this must be pronounced with a full mouth.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alright, onto page 49, Du'a-i Qunut. This is, as you know, it is recited in the third rakat of the Witr Salah in Isha. After you have completed your Surah Al-Fatiha and your Surah, then you do the Takbir, Allahu Akbar, raise your hands, recite the Takbir, and then you will recite Du'a-i Qunut.
Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa نستغفرك ونؤمن بك.
Alright, same rule applies here.
Allahumma and not Allahumma. Inna نستعينك.
Keep the makharij of each letter in mind.
ونستغفرك ونؤمن.
The Hamza has a jazm, Hamza Sakin. Therefore, be careful. Do not jerk the sound too much. ونؤ. وَنُؤَ, this will be incorrect.
وَنُؤْمِنُ,
gently jerk the sound.
وَنَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَيْكَ وَنُثْنِي,
do not say وَنُثْنِي. وَنُثْنِي will be incorrect because we are changing the sa into a seen.
وَنُثْنِي
عَلَيْكَ الْخَيْرِ. خَوْ has a fatha, and خَوْ, as you know, is part of the حُرُوف مُسْتَعَلِيَة. This must be pronounced with that full mouth. Khair, not khair. Khair, khair, incorrect.
Khair, khair.
And ya sakin, you can see the ya sakin before this is a fatha, and therefore this is a letter of madda, and we are pulling a little bit up to the extent of the duration of one alif.
Khair. Wa nashkuruka,
not nash. This sheen sound must be, not be stretched. In the normal ma'roof manner.
وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكَ.
Here as well. The ghunna is taking place.
مَنْ يَفْجُرُكَ. اللَّهُمَّ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَلَكَ نُصَلِّ.
صَلِّ is part of the حُرُوف مُسْتَعَلِيَة. Therefore, it must be pronounced with a full mouth. ونسجد وإليك نسعى ونحفد ونرجو رحمتك not رحمتك not رحمتك رحمتك ونخشى عذابك. Many people make this mistake, عذابك. عذابك is absolutely incorrect, because then we are changing the ذال into a ذا, and meanings can change. This may affect the validity of our salah. عذابك إن عذابك بالكفار ملحق ملحق. This قاف, we are giving it a temporary ساكن or جزم, and therefore we are pronouncing it with the قلقلة, the slight bouncing or echoing sound. ملحق, not too much. Now from the beginning.
اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستغفرك ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك ونثني عليك الخير ونشكرك ولا نكفرك ونخلع ونترك من يفجرك. اللهم إياك نعبد ولك نصلي ونسجد وإليك نسعى ونحفد ونرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك. إن عذابك بالكفار ملحق.
الحمد لله عز وجل. We are almost at the end. We will recite the ayah of Durood. Do you know which is that? Have a look in your Madani Qaidas. Here, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal is stating in the glorious Quran that He is sending Durood and Salam upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the angels as well. And we are commanded. This is not a translation of the verse. For that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the translation of Kanzul Iman must be inquired from, and you'll find the translation of this verse. And Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering us to send a lot of durood-e paak and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many of us, we recite this or we hear this. Are we reciting it correctly? Let us go over it, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ.
Now here, in Ghunna is taking place, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, and not إِنَّ اللَّهَ, because Ism Jalalat has a fatha before it. We are pronouncing with a full mouth.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ.
You can see the mad there, right? Go over the rules of the mad.
يُصَلُّونَ.
Sod is part of the حُرُوف مُسْتَعْدِيَة, and it must be pronounced with a full mouth, and not يُصَلُّونَ.
يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ, not زِينَ, not يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ, لَذِينَ, لَذِينَ,
آمَنُوا صَلُّوا,
حُرُوف مُسْتَعْدِيَة,
عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمَا,
تَسْلِيمَا. Keep in mind the stops, the waqf that we have learnt already, that where and how do we stop at different places or different signs and symbols. Now from the beginning.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Now we should all recite the Durood Sharif together, inshallah. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وعلى المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed this lovely book, Madani Qaida, in the silsila Madani Qaida. If you turn to the next page, or you can see on your screens, page 50, we are not going to go over these questions and answers, but it's a humble Madani request for you, besides taking out that minimum of 12 minutes and going over the previous lessons, read these questions and answers as well. It will greatly benefit you. There are many questions with the answers as well. And this is also part of your revision, because whatever is contained in the previous pages that we have done in the previous lessons and episodes, those questions are here as well. Test yourself. Do I know this or not? Revise. Repetition is part of learning. The more you revise, the more you familiarize yourself with these terms and with the different letters and rules and laws and makharij. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with good intentions, we will be able to recite the Quran correctly in Salah and out of Salah. More than this, a humble Madani request you to please join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami, which is promoting and spreading the beautiful teachings of the Quran, the beautiful teachings of the Sunnah, establishment of Salah, filling the masajid, waging a war against backbiting, against lying and all different sins. This is Dawud Islami, operating in more than 100 different departments to promote the Quran and Sunnah globally. Join this beautiful Madani movement with its different Madani activities. The purpose of this is to do Islah, to reform ourselves, to reform our children, our families, our family members, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our society. Don't we want this? We all want this. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madrasatul Madina for kids, for grown-ups, for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters separately are being conducted in many places in the world. Contact a Madrasatul Madina near you. If you don't have access to one, Madrasatul Madina online is also available. Visit our website, dawoodislami.net. Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and the bookshop of Dawud Islami, has books on more than 30 different languages, even in English, about 150 different books and booklets available in English. If you have any problems, and those downloads are free downloads for you, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Any problems if you have, physical or spiritual, Ta'awizat al-Taliya is dispersed for free. Contact a stall of Ta'awizat al-Taliya near you. Darul Madina Islamic Schooling System is available. Jamiatul Madina, which is for higher learning in Islamic studies, for Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters separately. Madrasatul Madina is teaching thousands of kids for free. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is your Dawud Islami. So join this beautiful movement if we truly want to reform ourselves and our societies, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an.